The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
My brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy. What up, Trav Nation? Woof, woof.
I'm Griffin McElroy. I thought for a second, Travis, you had, without a word, left Trav Nation back in 2023. Part of me thought that Trav Nation was going to wake up Jan 1, 2024 and be like, where did Travis go?
A part of me considered it.
I heard.
In that brief moment where I was like, where do I stand? Am I an expat now? Is it time? Have I been cooed? I been cooed out of Trav Nation? But no. No coup took place. I'm still in power.
Okay.
Going straight.
Great.
We are so thrilled to be here with you on this episode of the naming of the year, where we take a step forward.
And a look back.
Look back.
Step forward. Don't trip.
We take sides. Is that anything?
We choose a side.
We look within.
No, we're going
to. We slide Griffin, to the left.
Griffin, you're the baby of the family. Griffin, you're the baby of the family. Would you like to do the honors of reading all of our previous years? Because this is really, what a victory lap this always feels like.
Yeah, you know, sure.
It's very rare that that three people will work for an hour to come up with one thing. So it makes sense that if we spend an hour coming up with one joke, it's always going to be a good joke.
Yeah, for sure.
And then when you compound them together, to me, it's the experience I imagine Bill Watterson must feel when he cracks open his omnibus.
Justin, the equation of three people work together for an hour to come up with one thing, I'm not sure which factor in that equation is the impressive part, that there's only three of us, that it took us an hour to come up with one joke.
It's all extremely impressive, Trav.
Let's do it. It starts off. Guys, here's the problem. I don't know that we've beaten 2011. 2010 was Zolo. That doesn't count. This wasn't even a thing back then. This wasn't even a joke back then.
That was like someone else. We didn't even come up with that.
No.
But it gave us the idea.
Yeah.
So Zolo is.
If you ship a thesis this thing out, anything before 2016 wasn't even us making it, because all of the cells of we have sloughed off all of the Justin Trudeau.
I actually stopped doing that.
Oh,
I no longer replace my cells.
Travis.
Once you hit perfection, the body stops.
I think if
just lock it in.
If I had defeated atrophy, I believe I would have my own nation. Also, I think that's
Listen, you could do it. Anyone could do it if you follow my 10-step course for $9.99. That's $999. Important to know.
But then one day you'll get dandruff and you'll be like, oh God, it's me. Me is going Zolo. Away.
Zolo.
Zolo, 2010. 2011, 2000 in heaven, get right with Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have I would say there's a few different categories of year names. And one of those categories is a command. And this is one of the wilder ones we did, because we were trying to get some souls saved, because we hadn't really
getting a few jewels in our crown.
Yep.
Can't blame us for that.
20
gold
does
bricks. I think that's a thing.
Gold
when the
bricks
wall of fire
heavenly
comes.
Yes. 20 does getting it. Now, does anyone remember why we were getting it in 20 does?
Oh, we were doing it.
Getting it in 20 does. Well, that's not even a We actually went backwards with that one.
Way
I will
back.
Say.
Yeah, yeah. From Get Way Right back, with Christ.
There's no, we're not doing a pun.
No.
There's no rhyme. There's no real, like, getting it. I mean,
yeah.
I need something a little bit more inspiring than I'm going to see on, like, the side of a paper towel roll.
Yeah. You know, like, it does. It feels like we need bag. To do a screenshot notes app apology for that one.
Yeah, that one
hey,
sucks.
Hey, listen,
yeah.
we were young. We didn't know any better. We were different people then. We were different people then.
The next three tell a story. 2013, 20 Dirt, Dig It Up, Get It Out.
That's pretty good.
That's all yeah. right. Then 2014, 20 Forward. So that's like, we fucked up 2013. Let's just pretend it didn't happen.
We in fact, should not have dug it up.
We should not have dug it up. We should not have gotten it out. 2015, 20 Grifting, The Con Is On. So we've kind of...
20 Grifting is the best.
20 Grifting
is
quite good.
I'm sorry. No, 2017 is the best.
Okay, 20 Grifting is where we hit our stride.
Yes,
is that fair to say?
Yes, I agree.
We
yes.
didn't understand the memo.
We didn't get it.
It took us 5 years to understand our own bit.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
2016, probably our biggest boner. 2016, Building Bridges.
Yeah.
Famously, 2016, not a great year for that.
Not every bridge gets finished. Not yep. every bridge goes to somewhere, you know? Sometimes it's a bridge to Terabithia.
Yeah.
And it kills a kid, if I remember correctly.
Hey,
much
listen,
like Sergeant Powell, it kills a kid.
You're not taking an elevator to hell, you know?
No.
Yeah.
Have to get the, you need a bridge. You need a bridge to get there.
20 Serpentine in 2017, Keep 'em Guessing or Zag on 'em.
That was the going.
That
right?
was a good theme. That was very useful.
That was yeah. fun. I feel like that is not something I get permission to do enough as a 36-year-old father of two, is to really introduce a lot of unpredictability into
that
my
was
whole
good.
Vibe.
I started, we kept trying to surprise each other that year. Like, that was the year I just randomly started Taekwondo just to keep them guessing.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. 2018, Collaborate Teen, Stronger Together. Noble thought, for sure. Probably the one we've done, did the least of.
We did lots of collaborations.
The three
year.
Of us collaborate all the time, Griffin. What
That's
are you talking
true.
About?
That's true. 2019, That's true. Frankenstein Team, Become the Monster. This is the other bucket of that year titles go into, which is like a
branding,
vibe, a vibe,
a vibe, yes,
a sort not a command, but just a sort of like let this. It's an energy. It's an energy
a tone
you can
setter.
Harness.
Yeah, we're setting the tone.
And I would say, Griffin, the third bucket is absolute boner misses. So what's 2020 yeah. again, Griffin?
2020 was 20 Funny, Fill Your Life with Laughter and Love. If memory serves, in the midnight hour of that year,
it was the
we decided that year. Had
well,
large
the chronology as we do this, and a lot of people may have forgotten, but in 2020, there was the novel coronavirus.
Yeah, it was bad stuff.
It came in and just took a real fart on everybody's
now,
good
did we,
time.
Now, we changed the theme, but we didn't make it more like virus-centric. It wasn't
like a
renaming like in honor of.
Yeah.
It was...
I would say in many ways, in spite of.
In spite of.
Travis, what was it?
20.
I believe it was 20 Honey.
Down to business.
Business.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. It's not called COVID-20. It's COVID-19. So did we encourage becoming the monster?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
I also will say that I think eventually the 2020 morphed into Honey Funny, Fill Your Life with Laughter and Bees.
Yeah.
I think it was how it settled out.
21, 22, 23, all fucking great. 20 Big Dog Run, no bones about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rules. 2022. 20.
We started, you know what? After that, we started setting the bar lower for ourselves.
Yes.
Like, it was more achievable. Let's just, like, have a kind of mindset.
Here's what's happened for the last 3 years. 2022, 20 Rendezvous, Fancy Takes Flight. Tremendous.
Yes,
and, of course, 2023,
tremendous.
20 Sun and Sea, Surf the Vibe. We've leaned into less a command, less an energy even, and more of a aesthetic.
More of a prom theme, really.
Kind
well,
of a prom
we
theme.
Started when people with 20, I think that was because with Fancy Takes Flight, people were like dressing up for those shows.
Yes.
And it was really fun. So it was definitely in our head.
Yes.
When we said Surf the Vibe.
Well,
we have to serve the year first, though.
The year.
If we're talking about in our head, though, I don't think we can be more in our head than we've been since 2020, where there was a command of, like, fill your life with laughter and love.
And we fucking
and we
blew
boned it so hard
so
on that called shot
yeah.
that I think we softened a little bit
right.
to be like, now it's just a vibe.
I My brain was, I don't know about you guys. Well, I don't know about you, Griffin, but my brain was electrified with the possibilities of four.
Oh, for sure.
We've never had a sound like that.
Yeah.
And it was, I was once again reminded of what a bad rhyming word 20 is.
It sucks.
It's kind of in its own.
30's going to be fucking tight. Thing. I hope we get to 30 so bad because there's so flirty, dirty, squirty. There's like so much fucking cool stuff we can do with that.
Yeah.
Just before we move on from it, though, 2023, a look back, a pretty fun vibe, I think. I like leaning into the beachy vibe.
Yeah, a great vibe that made it fun for live shows.
Yeah.
Great for streaming just like, backgrounds.
Didn't penetrate the broader social consciousness, I would say, in a way that was impactful.
It did also make it that Jimmy Buffett saw that his work had been completed here on Earth, that his vibe, like he saw that he had his disciples.
He passed the mantle.
Passed the mantle on, and I'm glad we were there for that year. I have to say, all due respect, my friend Jimmy did kind of put a little bummer on the year, on our Surf and Sea year.
Yes, I would, I would say yes.
A little asterisk.
Yeah. A little asterisk. Miss Jimmy. But 2024 is a different kettle of fish. 2024, I was so electrified. I actually brought together my council, my best minds, the best punsters, the best rhymers that I know. I had a teleconference with Lynn and Sydney
where
I just got my two big guns in here to help me pull out.
That's
some.
Like your Toby and your Leo.
Yeah,
it is. Hey, you know what? They would both absolutely adore that reference. I know for 100% fact. So thank you, Travis.
I won't say which one's which, though. I wouldn't do this.
They have. I will just say, just to get things, because I feel like we just got to do it.
Okay.
Right? Rip the bandit off a little bit. If that's okay by you, Griff. Do you have other stuff you want to?
No, I'm just saying I'm excited too, because I also prepped quite a bit for this one.
I didn't.
Yeah.
What a weird turnabout.
Yeah. No. You should have. I don't know what to say. You should have done that.
In the past, though, I've brought like a whole list and you guys have shit on it so hard. Eventually, one of mine becomes the year. And this year I was like, it's time to leave room for these two boys to play.
Yeah.
Travis, I don't know why Reddit always says you try too hard, because this is clearly an example of you not trying at all.
I'm saying really the three of us are chefs leaning over a big pot of gumbo.
Yeah.
And even if your andouille sausage never becomes the star of the gumbo, it is an important ingredient, and it lends
Travis
flavor.
Travis is currently, you can't see this, listener, but Travis is currently riffling through papers as though he maybe has a list.
hold on.
Somewhere on his desk.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay, I will tell you guys the name, and this is, there was one name that Lynn and Sydney in a vacuum came to together.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
And I thought that had a lot of power. But the one that the two of them came at together seems unapproachable, and it's 20 Demi Moore, Ghost of a Chance.
Now, okay.
Why does that seem unapproachable, Juice?
Well, it's just like 20 Demi Moore, for all her qualities, good and bad, I don't like get an energy.
I don't know how to embody Demi Moore.
I don't feel different after I think about Demi Moore.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, except for a very limited period when I was in middle school and Striptease came out, and I did feel differently after I thought about Demi Moore. My day-to-day life, I don't know.
You don't think that influence of Striptease carried on into your day-to-day energy?
The symbolic power of Demi Moore. I think Demi Moore, for all her qualities, good and bad, has limited totemic power.
Yeah. I think Justin, many times we take big swings in our assessments of celebrities, but I think saying that Demi Moore does not exist with powerful totemic energy is a perfectly reasonable statement.
You know what? I think it's wild we don't know what she's all about. I think
that's
it's wild
point.
That we're not getting out there and figuring out.
I feel like she kind of closed us off at a certain
point. Hey, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, she didn't want to know what we thought.
Yeah, I think it's probably when she started dating Ashton Kutcher that she was like, you know what? From here on in, it's a closed book.
Yeah.
You guys don't know.
Yeah.
We need to start a document, Justin, of these shared things.
Okay. Well, you know what? I just decided the person who's going to be in charge of doing that is the person that doesn't have a different list to look at.
That's Travis.
That's you, my friend. Well, that's you.
I have a beautiful mind, so my list exists in the ether of my brain space. But
yeah. Oh, that's y'all still gonna type. You're still gonna type.
Okay, and I'm just not very good at typing.
Okay, I'll type. God, how old are we?
I'm just saying that at this point, we all have very specific roles within the family, and mine isn't typing.
Yeah. Travis has beef with Mavis Beacon, and he always
has. The MB in MBAM is not Mavis Beacon, my brother.
I'm the one she gave up on. I'm the one Sue, the Mavis Beacon broke character, turned to the camera and said, get out.
It's why
go play Sims Hotel on the computer in the computer lab.
In every edition of Mavis Beacon teaches typing after 1999, when they ask you to type in your name, if you type in Travis, her face changes. Yeah. And she looks at the screen and she's like, Travis, who? What's your last name? Just to confirm, because there's one unredeemable typist out there. She knows.
Did I ever tell you guys in college I used to call home and dictate papers to mom and she would type them out and email them to me?
That's fucking bananas, Travis.
Yeah.
She was such a fast typer.
She was the fastest typer in West Virginia, according to when she took that test.
Yeah.
For there was an agency that plays.
She was wild. Yeah. She used to do the kids. This isn't funny, but it's interesting. She used to have this thing called a dictaphone, and it was like a pedal operated tape player where she would like rewind and fast forward with her feet.
That shit was so cool.
So she could do the dictation. It's wild.
It was amazing.
Okay. 20 Demi Moore.
As long as we're doing celebs, may I
just
toss out there? And I hate that this is.
Are you guys seeing this document now? I don't see you in the document. I've shared you on it, so if you could. And I'm sorry, guys, at my age, maybe this is even more important than the passing of the year. It's the passing of the pica. I gotta bump this font up just to get anything going here. Okay,
let me hit you with this. As long as we're talking celebs, I want to toss,
we always are,
I want to throw some chum out in the water here. And this one, being on Soshi means that not being on Soshi means that my ability to kind of just know where everyone stands at all times has diminished. But so this may be a risk, but I'm going to say Tony Pauly Shore, bring him home.
Sorry. What's the bring him home? What exactly does that entail? I guess is my question. Because it invokes a Les Mis vibe of we are worried about our adopted son.
Where is he? Tony Pauly Shore, where is he? Bring him home.
He's on Instagram, I think.
Guys, listen.
You don't know that.
This fucking dude. This dude used to make fucking 4 movies a year, and they all they all slapped. Where is he? Bring him home. Tony Pauly Shore, bring him home.
Well, there's a lot about Brendan Fraser currently.
Yeah.
But not and frankly, Sean Astin.
Uh-huh.
Right? 2/3
I love to get Pauly Shore back out there.
But
unless he sucks,
that's the thing.
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
But
if
maybe
he does.
If he sucks, and if we brought him home, we could fix him.
Fixing the weasel. What about 20 Pauly Shore? Fixing the weasel.
Griffin, do you know how it chills me to the bone that your opening salvo rhymes 20 with Pauly? Do you know what that does to me? Do you know how worried
I told
that makes
you it wasn't
you
a good one? Hey, it ends in E, okay? It's a slant rhyme.
Now,
I am married to a poet, sir. Thank you so much.
I do have one.
Okay. You have one. Well, earlier you had 0.
Yeah.
So
if you say 20 Pauly Shore, Travis, that's my one. I just did it.
And it is 21 last score. Getting the gang back together.
Now, here's the thing.
Or 21. I'm not as sold on the tagline because 21 last score and then we retire. This year we retire.
Yes.
Would be a powerful statement.
And not one that I actually want to sort of throw my hat in.
21 last score and then we're out.
Here.
21 last score.
I also had a few ideas that involved one something four rhyme, right? The problem is you can't replace a number with a number, I don't think. I don't think it can go from 2024 to 21 last score. Where's that one coming
from? Hey, Griffin, we can do anything we want to. This is the world of pure
imagination. Okay, sure, Travis. Let's call it 20 fart butt ass because we can do anything we want
to. Not anything we want to, Griffin.
Okay. Do you have another one, Juice? The energy.
We've talked more about 20 Pauly Shore than 21 last score.
Guys, can we not get in each other's asses fucking from Jump Street?
Thank you.
This is what happens every year. I throw one up that's absolute gold, and you guys shit on it at first, and then an hour passes, and eventually your will breaks, and you're like, actually, 21 last score is really good. I'm proven true by history.
Yeah.
Well, let's start getting through some more names because I've got tons.
Great. Yeah, me too.
Is wild.
But I don't want to share them because I've been so thoroughly harangued.
We're going to.
For my first one.
All right, my team. These are all from my team and me. 20 Petty Four.
I don't know what that is.
They're like little cakes. Like the little cakes.
Now, once again, hey, Justin, may I ask, and I say this with no judgment as someone who's brought lists in the past. How many of these?
Hey, you don't know who came up with any of these names.
I know.
Yeah.
How many of these are just like good rhymes? The end.
I mean, my team is very rhyme focused. I will give you that. They are very rhyme focused individuals.
That's good. Maybe I should get a team like that because my shit, I just throw Pauly in there sometimes just to get like fucking wild with it.
Now, this is a good one. 20 center court.
20 center core?
Center court?
20 center court. Game set match.
20 center court. Game set match. That
except it's not 2024. Time out.
We can't. The acoustics inside of our butts is not good enough to do a podcast with. We are human centipeding each other for no reason whatsoever.
There's no reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to be.
You know what doesn't rhyme with 13? Dirt.
Love.
So we can be. This can be whatever it needs to be. But we need to be able to all feel safe.
To bounce off the walls
and have a little bit of fucking fun in here. Don't get me wrong. I didn't like the suggestion either, Travis. I thought it was not good. No. Okay. I'm saying your suggestion was bad, Justin. I am agreeing with Travis about that. But just...
You weren't kind.
Vibe with it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's just 20 runny sore. Get that looked at.
Okay. You've just put up quite a few in a row, Juice, that I think even you know are not going to be that.
Has everything shifted one brother to the left?
It kind of seems like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Not bringing a bunch of suggestions seems like a real Griffin thing to do. So I can actually see the rotational.
Yes, it's very strange.
That means, I'm Travis, Travis is Griffin. That means Griffin is about to be, hold on, wow me, baby. Because that only leaves one brother, and I'm ready for you to shine. If you're the Justin, I am thrilled. You know how tired I am of being the Justin?
Yeah, I know, dude.
Woo!
Yeah. 20.
Hey, if we're talking about which one of us just got the better end of the deal, I'm the Griffin, this is my fucking year, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm ever, yeah.
20.
Yeah.
2020 score. Take it to the hoop.
Wait, hold on. 20.
2020 score. Take it to the hoop. 2020 score, take it to the hoop. I like, now this is, again, trending away from aesthetic, unless we don't treat it like a command. And you can either treat it like a command, take it to the hoop, finish it, take it to the hoop, finish it, score, finish it. Or it could just be a general sports aesthetic. It could just be kind of like how in 1996, I was a big Bulls basketball fan, but just sort of the vibe and not so much the athleticism or the names of any of the people involved other than Michael Jordan.
I think there was a Pippen in there.
Pippen was definitely in there. And
I remember because of the musical.
Yes. And I believe there was the Nasty Man. Uh-huh. But I just sort of was all about the vibe. That could also be the direction we go into.
The one problem I'm having there, Griffin, is the 220s. If we could replace the second 20 with something else...
320s.
Oh, okay.
2020.
Think about that. 2020 score. 2020 score.
320s.
It's all 20s. 2020
score.
Score.
Yeah, sure.
Because you know what I mean? It's great.
This one just popped in my head. Let me throw this out.
Okay.
20 ancient lore, the prophecy fulfilled.
Okay. I'm going to be a big man here and not talk about ancient, not even address ancient.
I'm less worried about the 20 rhyme.
What you're worried about seems to be a real moving target, pal.
I'm just saying 20 rendezvous,
yeah.
Right? 20 sun and sea.
Yeah.
We weren't worried about that second 20 in there.
This is not going to be it, but 20 Baltimore, Wild Nights in Charm City. We've never done an extremely local one before.
Now, hold on.
We've never done a local one before where it's like, this year, it's all about Baltimore. What I like about that, I could get there in 45 minutes if I needed to. I could hop on the train, also be there, no problem, by the time we finish recording.
It would be nice to give one town its year, finally.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling, just from my gut, that maybe Baltimore hasn't always had it easy. It was on that one, The Wire. Wasn't it on The Wire?
It was.
Baltimore was
featured in The Wire, right?
Baltimore had a small speaking role in The Wire.
Not like Sex and the City, where the city is like the fifth character?
Yes, exactly. Baltimore's got it going on. They got the big National Aquarium up there. We didn't get that in ours.
Why isn't the National Aquarium there?
I don't know.
In your city.
What about 2024? Getting into golf.
I have 2024 hitting the links.
Oh.
But again, this is, again.
2024? A good walk ruined.
That's just a joke about golf, though, is the problem.
Yeah.
And not even ours.
Not even our joke.
No, but this year's for your dad. This is what we're telling our audience. Hey,
wait, does public domain mean that we can start claiming Mark Twain quotes as our own?
I think so. Yeah, I think that works. That dude's been dead for way more than 70 years. We can totally just crib his whole shit.
Oh, okay. Hey, speaking of quotes, 20 Nevermore, beware the raven.
I mean, again, not practical, not especially practical.
Oh, not like 20 Baltimore?
20 Baltimore is extremely Baltimore. Practical. 20 Baltimore is extremely practical.
You don't get to where Baltimore is today without being a practical city.
Hey, you know who else is from Baltimore? Fucking Edgar Allan Poe, buddy.
Okay, so
I'm just saying it all ties back together. Edgar Allan Poe, famous writer. The ravens exist. I don't know. Wait, there are more ravens than there are Baltimore.
Holy shit, their football team is so the Baltimore British. Ravens. That's wild.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, though. Shit, that's crazy, Trav. That's actually wild.
Wait.
I really never thought of it. This is not me being facetious. I've never thought about the fact that the Baltimore Ravens is like a Poe thing.
Yeah.
That shit's cool.
Yeah, man. Books. Check them out.
That's
books.
Awesome.
Check them out. Read about stars and cars and electric guitars. Cops, the worst part.
We don't need it.
Books. Check them out.
20 Dentymore. Hot, hearty, and always delicious. Now, this one is... Here's how this one works.
What is that one? When
Dentymore, it's the beef stew company. They make beef stew. And we call it 20 Dentymore, and then we use their tagline, hot, hearty, and always delicious.
Okay.
And then we go to Dentymore, owned by Hormel. Thank you. We go to Hormel. We say, hey, you got to pay for this sponsorship you guys requested.
Yeah.
You got to pay for it. We set it up with Linda down in advertising.
Yeah.
And you guys have got to pay us for this.
Listen, Justin.
And then they think there's cross wires.
Uh-huh.
We're over here. We're counting. They're like, we can't give you money. We'll send you a year's supply of beef stew.
Oh, hell yeah.
Enough said.
Justin, if your plan for 2024 is to weaponize gaslighting against corporations, I'm 100% here.
That can
for
be
it.
Cool. Can that actually, be,
that's the tagline of the year, no matter what.
Yeah, weaponizing capitalism.
Oh no, again, hot, hearty, and always good to go. What was it?
No,
Tom Hardy hot, and always hard, good to go.
Tom Hardy and always delicious.
Tom Hardy is always delicious. Is the tagline of the
year. I'm Tom Hardy. This is my drag queen best friend. Always delicious. Together we're fighting crime.
20, open door. The world is waiting.
Hmm. 20, open door.
Open door. The world is waiting.
20, that open door. Sounds... We're not paying to air condition the whole neighborhood.
Like, here's my... I like 20, open door, but Griff, if you say it like this, 20, open door. the world is waiting. Like, it sounds kind of sinister. That's like true. The world's waiting.
Like the door's creaking open slowly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I thought I closed it.
Then what about let 20 open the door to your heart? Let 20 open the door.
It's breaking some conventions there.
Yeah, it's absurd, but like we're free to do that. But let's talk about the good ones, and then we'll see what other ones there are.
Yeah, save the chaff.
Save the chaff. 20, I mean, do you guys know what a pinafore is?
You've done...
Once again, now, Justin, more and more, I feel like your team...
Like H2S pinafore.
Your team has started to devolve into, this sounds like something from like... Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway shows and less like actionable year themes.
Best sketch writers in history. Who was it? Gilbert and Sullivan. Sorry. Listen to this.
Sorry, Justin. Was that a Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip reference?
Yeah.
And it can't be too deep a cut because you nerds both got it.
Oh, I owned Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip on DVD. I don't know what you're talking about, Justin.
Okay, guys. 20 Cincy store. Hey, girlfriend. Sorry we haven't talked since high school. Looks from your pictures like you're killing it. Are you ready to YOLO and be your own girl boss? That's the whole theme.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Success. I like the energy of that. I hate the name of it. I love the whole energy around it, but the name of it I don't like. But that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
I like that energy a lot, Justin. That was very revitalizing to me in a big way.
Yeah.
Well, God, I'm glad. I wish it didn't have a brand name in it. Yeah. It is so trifical when you have a brand in your thing that you sell t-shirts of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really hard to get it in there.
Did you say trifical?
Yeah, it's trifical.
I think I accidentally said trifical, Griffin.
Is that like tricky and difficult? I like it.
Yeah, it's from Bluey.
Bluey, and we say it around the house sometimes. It just kind of slipped in there. Apologies to all involved.
Yesterday, my daughter said, is it possible that blah, 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 and it cracked me up so bad. And hey, this one's for you. Anything's possible is an amazing tagline for your product. You're welcome.
You guys been writing these down?
Some of them. The ones I like.
No one's written that. Okay, you are really dropping the ball.
You're supposed to be typing. Wait, how am I dropping the ball?
Do you know how history will not look kindly on this, Travis? 20 Baltimore, 20 Cincy store.
Okay, how about this? 20 Hear Me Roar. Make your power known.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
20 Hear Me Roar.
20 Hear Me Roar. That's like, that works on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it's like a pretty close rhyme. I mean, in the grand scope of, I'll say this, Griffin, it sounds a whole lot more like 24 than it does not sound like 24.
Yeah, that's a
like
good
it's
point.
Got a lot more of the parts.
Yeah, I agree.
20 Hear Me Roar.
Roar. 20 Hear Me Roar.
I don't heart know about Make Your Power Known. That's...
Yeah, Heart of a Champion.
Twenty Hear Me Roar. Unleash
Prove
the
them
beast.
Wrong.
Unleash the beast.
See, I noticed this hasn't gone on the list yet. I'm gonna add it. 20 Hear Me Roar.
20 Hear Me Roar is good. 20 Hear Me, that's my favorite so far.
Thank you, Travis. Okay.
20 Hunt the Boar. 20 Hunt the Boar, a traitor in our midst.
Whoa, holy shit. We've never painted with the beautiful color of paranoia in our
I gotta
tapestry.
Say, Griffin, I got pretty pumped about that one all
about
at once.
20 Hunt the Boar?
Yeah, I got pretty excited about
all
that.
All right.
That sounds
hey,
fun.
Listen, me too, man. This is jazz. We are just jazzing right now.
Speaking of
I knew what the year name was, and the tagline just kind of sprang out of me and surprised me.
Now, why is the boar the traitor? I don't know. We will explore that, I promise, when we return.
I think I was channeling like some Succession stuff in there.
Yeah, for sure. 20 to the core. Get to the meat.
20 to the core.
20 to the core.
20
to the core.
Saying that someone is 20 to the core feels like you are saying that their whole attitude is that of a perpetual 20-year-old, I feel like.
Okay.
What 20 to the think? Core, embody the power. I think it's something about, like, this year.
Power? Can I say something? Because it's come up a couple times now, and just our suggestions so far. I'm not interested in power.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm not interested in power. I'm not interested in strong. I'm not interested in, like...
How do you feel about rooting out a traitor?
No, see, I'm with Griffin on this. I need love. I need oneness.
Yes.
I need unity.
Yes.
That's what I need. A spirit of forgiveness.
Yes.
Of remembering that we are all part of one consciousness, that this is water.
Yes.
20 eagles soar.
20 eagles soar.
20 eagles soar. 20 eagles soar. 20 eagles soar.
Soar is good. I feel like we can get a little, like, other things soar.
Yeah. Mm. I mean,
ravens. Ravens do.
Ravens do soar. 20 dinosaur. Huh. Glee historic.
Oh, I see.
What?
20 dinosaur. Glee historic.
My only worry with that, Griffin, is I feel like the show Glee.
Sorry, what is the tagline?
It's like prehistoric, but...
but with Glee.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my brain was really trying to ration that into a constellation. Okay.
But
20?
You get it now, right? Now that you had some time to think about it, you understand it now, right?
20 dinosaur. Which one's your favorite?
Here's the problem is that 20 dinosaur is very good. There is no good tagline for 20 dinosaur. I sat here thinking for probably a half hour this morning trying to get one. I thought about 20 dinosaur shake the earth.
Is there a different sore, like ankylosaur or something like that? Like,
I mean, tyrannosaur, but
like
20.
We're all just trying to think of dinosaurs now.
Twenty dinosaur. You didn't stop to think about it if you should.
20 brontosaur. There's not one. 20. No. 20. Okay, here's three directions we can go. 20 carnivore. Gobble up the meat. 20 herbivore. Unleash the meat.
20, protect your meat.
20 omnivore. Decide on meat.
It's all fair game.
It's all 20 omnivore. It's all fair game. It's kind of, it's no. I don't want to actually like that. I don't want it all to be fair game. Is it? I don't want it. I need boundaries.
I need boundaries. Yeah. I there's a part of me that really likes 20 herbivore. Protect your meat. That's just me.
Yeah.
I don't know when you're hearing this because we forgot to do ads while we were naming the year, which is not surprising because
we were in a flow state.
Yeah, we were vibing so hard and making all the great jokes that you've heard or haven't heard yet.
I don't know what to say to people who've heard half of what we did in this episode.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I don't recognize them. I understand here's people who've heard none.
Hey, stay tuned and follow and like and subscribe for part two. You'll never believe what happens.
You'll believe it.
Three brothers attempt to name the year, immediately regret it.
2024 should be the year in which you drip. You get it all drippy this year with Stitch Fix.
Get soaking wet with Stitch Fix.
Let Stitch Fix get you wet effortlessly because they have stylists that get you, know you, and can know how to do drip.
That's
towards you.
We at Stitch Fix like to call our service wetfulless. It's wet, but it's effortlessly wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we love to say here at Stitch Fix, a company this is. That we are in right now. You're listening to Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is an easy way to get clothes that fit you without having to endlessly browse through options or break the bank. With choices in mind and a wide range of styles available from XS, extra small, to 3XL, third extra long. They'll find your perfect fit and send you clothes handpicked just for you, and they'll show you how to wear those clothes, which is good. Not like where the pants.
Yeah, they're not going to show up. Now it's important. They don't like show up and say, "Let me show you how to zip that."
Right.
Yeah.
This isn't a what not to wear situation. Yeah.
I bet if you ask them, they'll help you zip up your pants at Stitch Fix. So thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you. Dripping too. Try today at stitchfix.com/mybrother and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
It's a new year.
Yeah, it is, Trav. I was about to say the same thing to you.
Oh, really?
It is a new year, and that's a time for reflection. Is that what you're going to? You were thinking?
No. So I think the end of the year is the time for reflection. The beginning of the new year, time for commitments. Make wild, wild, unattainable commitments. But while you're at it, maybe make one completely attainable, like normal commitment. You know, people make resolutions, and it's like, this year I'm going to learn how to fly. Not like in a plane or anything, but you know what? I think if I flex the right muscles, I can hover. And it's like, cool, work on that. But while you work on that, maybe also commit to learning a new language with Babbel and balance those two things out.
But I don't have a lot of time, Trav. I'm pretty
you
hurried.
Beautiful, beautiful idiot. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I know you have that time, Justin. 10 minutes a day?
Yeah, absolutely. I got loads more than that, actually. So I'm in good shape.
I wasn't going to say it, but you need to.
Yeah, things are a little dry right now, but as long as I keep my nose to the grindstone, I know that they're going to strike gold any day.
Okay, so Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted
I took 40s businessman from Babbel.
Oh, no.
I'm only a couple weeks in, but I'm getting some of the lingo already.
See, I'm fluent in formerly rich tycoon, now lives in a barrel. I'm fluent in that. So.
Well, gosh, you guys, I just took Goofy. I just took Goofy from Babbel.
Yeah, they got a Goofy class.
I'm looking here, and I think they got a Goofy class. Helps want you us talk to like not, Goofy. They want us to make sure that we don't claim that they teach classes that they don't. So, hey, y'all, don't be dumb. Don't email Babbel and be like, I want to take the Goofy class. Come on, don't be narc.
Please don't. We'll get in trouble. I didn't even see that. Please don't tell them.
Yeah. But they do have a lot of other great languages that, like, real people use and you could really learn. So
I used it to brush up on my Spanish very recently. It's great. Just to say one very real thing about Babbel is great.
So here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/mybrother. Get 55% off at Babbel.com/mybrother. That's Babbel.com/mybrother. Rules and restrictions apply. Well, they may apply.
You never know.
Hi, this is Lori Kilmartin.
And I'm Jackie Cation, and we have a podcast called The Jackie and Lori Show on Max Fun, and it's very exciting, because what do we talk about?
Comedy.
Stand-up comedy. We both do stand-up comedy and have since the dawn of Christ.
Well, Jackie.
Is that offensive?
It is offensive to me, because you've aged me. we started in the late 80s, and we're still here. You can't kill us.
So go to The Jackie and Lori Show on Max Fun and listen to that.
The Jackie and Lori Show. New episodes Monday, only on MaximumFun.org.
The following are real reenactments of pretend emergency calls.
911. My husband! It's my husband!
Calm down, please. What about your husband?
He loads the dishwasher wrong. Please help! Please help me!
Where are you now, ma'am?
At the kitchen table. I was with my dad. He mispronounced his words intentionally.
There are plenty of podcasts on the hunt for justice, but only one podcast has the courage to take on the silly crimes. Judge John Hodgman, the only true crime podcast that won't leave you feeling sad and bad and scared for once, only on MaximumFun.org.
Real quick, 20 money score, time to fix your credit. Now that could be a very pragmatic one.
Mm. I'm not feeling power or pragmatism this year. Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. I think it's good to figure out what we're not feeling to give us some boundaries, as we've discussed, because I think the more we can rule out, the quicker we can get back to 20 hunt the boar. I think the faster we rule things out.
No one is writing these down. This is heartbreaking.
Yeah. 20 plenty more?
20 paramore. Bring it on.
20 paramore.
20 paramore.
20 plenty more.
Plenty more. 20 paramore. Business of misery. 20 paramore. 20 paramore this year's emo.
20 any chore. Just pitch in.
20 any chore. Clean up your act. I can't believe I'm the one who's having to type this. This is absolute.
You're the Justin.
I guess.
Sorry.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's what the Justin does.
I'm the Travis, so.
Yeah.
20 funny war, us against the world.
Not good.
No, I know
it's not good.
2020,
right? I'm just trying to say
2020 spore, don't wait, germinate.
Not wild about that. In many ways, Griffin, I would say before one germinates, they should wait.
It's not necessarily our reproductive
2020
cycle
spore.
Either, different organisms.
Especially not with spore. 2020
spore.
I don't want to think about human sporing.
2020 spore, spread your seed.
No.
But it's not a sexual thing. It's not a sexual thing or a reproductive thing at all. It is about sort of taking your essence, what makes you you, and finding the courage to spread that out into the world. Spread your seed.
Hey, Griffin, you didn't say any sexual words there, but you did.
I don't think I did. I didn't think so. Right.
If you can't talk about spreading your essence on the world,
I have one more good one. 20 connoisseur. See, now that's nice.
Ooh. That's the tagline? See, now that's nice.
20 connoisseur. See, now that's nice.
Because
you're savoring. What are you savoring this year? What new passion?
Yes,
can you
but Justin, as evidenced by Griffin attempting to type it into the chat, no one can spell connoisseur is the problem.
Like rendezvous?
That's still not it, Griffin. I've seen Griffin try 6 times now. Seven attempts. Griffin's got it wrong. 8 times. 9.
You get a
9 different iterations. 10.
He's found 10 different wrong ways to spell.
Now he just says 20.
Ass, I hate your guts, it says. That's not even close. Now what about... Now, Griffin, you just instantly deleted... You just instantly deleted 20 eat my ass, Travis. I hate your guts, which I feel like we run.
All right, you know what? Fuck you guys. Hands on the keyboards right now. 3, 2, 1, go spell connoisseur. Don't stop laughing, spell connoisseur. Don't you dare look it up. You fucking auto-corrected. I watched you write.
It auto-corrected on its own, Griffin. I don't know what to tell you.
I watched you write coinosaur, and it changed, and I watched it change. How come I don't get Clippy? How come Clippy was like, fucking dangle, bitch? I don't understand why Clippy fucked me like that, but Clippy was like, oh, Justin and Travis, let me get in there. Let me help you. That fucking
sucks. We are going
to
write this excellent suggestion.
Oh, Justin fucked it up. Oh, that's not it. Justin goofed it up. Look at the red line. That means Justin's bad at it.
How do you spell it? That can't be it. No, that can't be it.
I'm going to leave it on the list, but I'm going to leave it like in red so we know it's not this one because it is really hard to spell.
It's got way different letters in it than you would think.
Yeah. Some of the classics you're hoping will be in there.
It's not there.
I have a couple more.
Okay.
20 fun galore. 20 fun galore. The party don't stop. The party don't stop. 20 fun galore. Fungalore sounds like
the
name of
that.
Some sort of shiitake god or something.
A shiitake wizard that you have to seek out.
Fungalore. That's cool. That could be cool. This is a different direction that we could go in entirely. We've done commands. We've done energies. We've done aesthetics. We could do a town with 20 Baltimore. We've never done like an OC, like an original character. This is 20 Fungalore. He is a mushroom wizard that is here to help you get through the year. This is Fungalore.
He's pulling for you.
He's pulling Fungalore. For you. 20 Fungalore. Spread your seed because he's a mushroom with spores and stuff.
No, they use spores. Again, it's a different system of reproduction.
20 Fungalore.
20 Fungalore.
I actually kind of, can I say?
You like Fungalore.
I kind of like Fungalore a lot.
Dude, damn it. No, wait.
No, listen, this mushroom wizard, he kicks ass. I just took my socks off. My feet got really sweaty. That's how powerful Fungalore is. Fungalore, that's cool. That's just a guy. He's like a magic.
Is he? Okay. Okay. It's definitely a deity.
Yeah.
Useful every day to people. I need a deity. If we're going to get a little quickie religion going,
yeah.
I need this deity to be offering something to people.
Yeah, that's a good point. Not a seed. Definitely no, not a seed.
Support? What?
20 Fungalore. He heard your wish.
20 Fungalore. He heard your wish.
Every part of that is fucking, it's like a refracting prism.
Yeah.
You twist it a little way, it's like, ooh, yikes. And I feel like, oh, that's ice.
The existence of any kind of name or even pronoun in the title of the year is such a, like, people are going to see that and be like, he, what?
Yeah.
This year refers to someone who, certainly an existing person on Earth, who is Fungalore? Let's say this, even if we don't end up going with 20 Fungalore, there's a mascot opportunity in there for the year.
I really, really get excited about Fungalore, though.
Yeah, the more I think about Fungalore, I picture him in my head.
For Fungalore.
We haven't even released the episode, Griffin, and I'm telling you that Fungalore is already charting across all social medias.
I got to make sure there's not already a guy named Fungalore.
What are the odds?
Fungalore.
Let's see. Dokapon. I don't know what Dokapon is. Fungalore is a Dokapon, but I don't know what Dokapon is, so that's fine. This can be... it doesn't appear to be trademarked. I like our imagined... imagined
can
version
you get,
of Fungalore.
Can I just, real quick, can I just check Fungalore.com real quick, just to like...
Or Fungalore is watching, or Fungalore heard your wish.
Fungalore.pizza.
Wish for Fungalore.
And in my brain, it doesn't have an E at the end. What about your guys'
He does,
head?
In mine. Because it's Fungalore.
Yeah.
That's going to be harder to get from a URL perspective. Just a heads up.
Fungalore.com.
What about Fungalore? There's got
to
be
Fungalore. Now, let's say this. Fungalore.com, just to really sort of like provide a little bit of table setting for this. You type in Fungalore.com, and then it shows you like this website is for sale. And then it shows like a list of suggested links that could go on a website called Fungalore.com. It is not different opportunities to have fun, so many of which exist that you would say you have fun galore. The results are nail fungus care, cure for meningitis, treatments for meningitis, meningitis outbreak, symptoms of meningitis, meningitis signs and symptoms, bacterial infection causes. Is it possible we're going to fuck up the SEO of something that people need to deal with their meningital issues?
No, I think it provides a moment of respite.
Okay.
Does it help that I can get Fungalore.fun?
No. Fungalore fun. Fungalore fun.
No, I'm just saying Fungalore.fun.
Is Fungalore.xxx available?
I would love.
Those are really expensive. I bought pollenstorm.xxx and it was way too expensive for the gag. Trust me, you don't want to do it. It wasn't worth it.
I also just, this is the last one I had was 20 Candy Store. Keep it sweet. Or 20 Candy Store.
20 Candy Store.
20 Candy Store.
I worry that's not uniting us enough.
Yeah. You know, like Fungalore does?
Yeah.
Yeah, Griffin. That's the point of religion.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
I don't know
not
about
religion.
I don't know
I
about
religion.
Religion.
I didn't say religion.
I don't know about religion. Philosophy.
He's just 20 Fungalore, a guy you pray to. And you could just pray to it. Well,
no, you wish to, Justin.
You wish to.
Yeah.
You speak to, like a friend. He's just a friend.
He's just a friend.
He's just a friend.
When the Philadelphia Flyers were coming up with a mascot, and someone was like, what about this big orange monster named Gritty? The response in the room wasn't like, yeah, let's pray to him. Let's all pray to him and worship his name and lift it highest and holiest in the mountains.
And Justin, to that end,
when they were inventing Christianity, they weren't like, we need a great mascot. What about this guy, Jesus?
Fungalore.
Can I tell you guys right now, I feel a lot like our distant relative, Purser Thomas McElroy, aboard Thomas Herbert, same difference.
On a Herbert's ship, a nickname for Thomas. Everyone knows that.
He was the purser on a little ship I like to call the Titanic. And I like to imagine that for a while they were just watching the iceberg like, fuck, somebody needs to turn. I feel like we have been watching, we have been spending so much time with Fungalore
that
he's starting to get a sort of like...
He's getting bigger.
He's getting like an
we're getting closer.
And like, I'm complicit, right?
Yeah.
And I think I may have even said something like, that's it, no more discussion over Fungalore.
Yeah.
He heard your wish. I may have said that several times, but like, I want to try to give a little oxygen to some of these others that we feel like strongly.
I almost like he heard your wish better than Fungalore.
Who just combined 20 Fungalore, a traitor in our
I don't know. What do you mean?
It can't be that.
It was either that or 20 Fungalore Beware the Raven. So I don't know which one you like better.
20 Hunt Fungalore. His dark machinations must be stopped.
He's grown too powerful.
That's cool. Hey, I also kind of like casting Fungalore as an enemy that we are all united against. 20 Fungalore. Take up your blade. The quest begins. 20 Fungalore, the quest begins.
20 Fungalore, this far, no farther.
20 Fungalore.
20 Fungalore, the tide halts here.
20 Fungalore, the quest begins.
20 Fungalore, the tide turns today.
Today we declare our Independence Day.
I'm just imagining...
Cast off your... 20 Fungalore, cast off your shackles.
In terms of aesthetics, the idea of all of us dressed up as fantasy heroes, God knows we have the costumery ready for it, and just every live show rolling up under a giant sort of like a Hero Quest portrait of Fungalore in the background. And then this is the most important part, not addressing it even a little bit at all. I kind of do like that. Are people going to not like it, though?
Not like
Fungalore? They never like it, and then they get over it. That's the arc of them.
I almost forgot. I got to throw it out just for consideration.
No, we're not. Don't you take that descending tone as though before we wrap up, I just need to say these other names. We've got to steer away from Fungalore.
20 Honey Store. Down to business.
Travis, save us, please. That's not it. We just reached a
20 Honey Store. Down to business.
It's not Honey Store, Travis. You know, Travis,
20 Honey Store. Money for honey.
Travis, we need you now more than ever, bud.
20 Honey Store.
Here's the challenge.
Okay.
And I think it can be 20 Fungalore. And then normies will read it as 20 Fungalore. And so then we have plausible deniability.
20 door to door. Have you heard the good word?
Is there a subtitle that works for both Fungalore and Fungalore?
Oh, so it can be both.
So we have plausible deniability. If we don't end up liking that we have based an entire year around this either good or extremely
Fungalore.
Evil wizard.
Spread the word.
Spreading the word of fun?
Yeah.
And of Fungalore? I don't think it works for either of them, which is another direction we could go.
20 Fungalore, a totally normal year.
All right, this helps us sometimes when we get sort of in the quagmire here. We just sort of mix up the subtitles in the titles.
20 Fungalore, bring him home.
20 Fungalore, Wild Nights in Charm City.
No.
20 Fungalore, a prophecy fulfilled.
Just for my own sanity, can we make a little separate list at the bottom under 20 Fungalore?
Yeah.
Of ones that are even like, that are workable.
Yeah, sure.
Because I feel like 20 Fungalore.
20 Hunt the Boar. 20 Nevermore, Beware the Raven.
20 Hunt the Boar I don't love. That's an energy I don't want to bring into the year.
Griffin, I couldn't tell if you were lowering down or the camera was rising up.
Camera's rising up. Uh-oh. My tripod doesn't go up that high. We're going to do a little tilt. Okay. 20. 20.
No, we're boiling this list down.
Justin, did you nix 20 Hunt the Boar? Sorry, I was distracted by Griffin's camera work.
I feel like 20 Hunt the Boar hunting. I don't love the energy. I don't know. Maybe I don't know
what the boar is.
It's the traitor in our midst. It's the traitor in our midst.
Why is the boar a traitor? Why is the boar a traitor? The boar is not an animal that is known for its subtlety or its...
Oh, yeah, that's how you know it's subtle, Griffin. If you knew it to be duplicitous, it is not good at duplicity.
Yeah.
Travis has a really fucking good point, I will say. Real quick, just to like... I mean, 20 connoisseurs out. 2020 spore. 20 any chore.
20 hear me roar is still very strong to me.
20 hear me roar. Okay, I like that. I like that. 20 hear me roar. You go down to the list.
And how do we feel about 20 nevermore beware the raven?
What percent?
Become the raven.
What percent, just to go around the triangle here, around the horn, coast to coast, what percent of your brain RAM currently is being spent on thinking about Fungalore versus trying to avoid Fungalore? Justin,
72%.
72% for Fungalore?
Yeah.
Okay. Juice?
80%.
I'm at like 86% Fungalore right now.
I can feel his thrall. This is an interesting exercise, I will say.
Yeah.
And this part is honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not making jokes for the show.
Yeah.
There is a part of me that does not feel that Fungalore will be the best choice going forward.
Yeah, yeah.
As a businessman, right?
Yeah.
As someone who employs
people and is responsible for people's well-being.
Yeah.
I feel like I get to maybe June before I'm like, why is it fucking?
But that's the thing, Juice.
Fungalore?
If we get to June and we hate the Dark Sorcerer Fungalore, now it's just 20 fun galore. And we can do like a big top sort of.
But so here's what is interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I think this is what Elizabeth Gilbert describes as big magic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep Fungalore out of the part of my brain that makes up jokes. Like this part, the front part, the good part, right? And I feel him trying to get in.
My brain. Somehow my brain is zooming in. Which is not a thing I knew a brain could do.
Yes.
I feel like he's so close to like, what I was trying to do by changing the subject there was I feel like sometimes the light of predetermination can seem very bright.
Yeah.
And if you like cast any doubt into it at all, it can start to crumble.
Yeah.
Like for Fungalore to be it has to have always been Fungalore. Right. There's no, so trying to second guess
20 it. 20 Fungalore, he is undeniable.
I feel like
he heard your wish,
I don't want to make another fucking thing that people have to be like, oh, it's stupid. It's this podcast I listen to.
No, dude, if it's just a badass mushroom looking wizard with like a mushroom head in like some kingdom of mushrooms, that kicks ass. You don't have to explain what that is. People be like, what's on your shirt? You'd be like, some cool fucking mushroom art.
That's true. Justin, how often do you think the members of Grateful Dead had to be like, well, it's a bear?
It's a bear.
And it's kind of a cool bear.
Well, Trav, probably not many, since they were literally surrounded by people who followed them around because of how much they liked them.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to explain anything. I don't know about you. I'm looking around. I don't see anybody in this room.
You don't think people will follow Fungalore around?
Are you worried that they'll like Fungalore
more than us?
I don't want. That's a real issue that I'm running into now,
that's
Travis.
A real issue.
I don't want people to like Fungalore too much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want them to like them too much. I don't want to be responsible for making that.
I feel like Fungalore's power is really in his aesthetics.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think like Fungalore, I feel like is an observer.
Yeah.
You know, he is not acting on your behalf, but he is not acting against you, but he is watching and hearing all of it.
That is what I like about the tagline. He heard your wish.
He
heard your wish.
You feel like that means he's now acting on your wish.
But
is not stated.
It also doesn't mean he's judging your wish.
Yeah.
He just knows it.
If it bothers you that Fungalore knows your wish, don't wish.
Don't wish.
Yeah. He knows your wish.
You know? 20 Fungalore. Her chest.
Fungalore just stands on a bluff.
uh-huh. on an outcrop overlooking, listening to wishes.
Yeah. He unfolds.
Just every second is just, Hurt Chef.
The gills under his cap unfurl, and he just sort of vibrates up there, and he's like, Hurt Chef. I hear it.
Hurt Chef.
I almost don't want to characterize Fungalore too much. I like leaving him as like a big, empty space with a very strong aesthetic. But I don't I don't want to spend the whole year going like pretending like Fungalore is like, I don't want one of us to walk in one day with like a big wizard hat and a big mushroom hat and be like, hey guys, it's me, Fungalore. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to play like that.
That feels sacrilegious, Griffin.
No, but that, Travis, I don't want to, like, I don't know how much
you don't want to dip into theism.
I want to avoid that at all costs. I want to look at this man like I'm seeing him on the street. And being like, that's a cool vibe that Fungalore's got. What's your name, friend? Fungalore. I like your vibe. Thank you very much.
And he says, I heard your wish.
I heard your wish as he walks away. And you're like, what? Tell like, me what? Everything.
You did what?
But I don't want to know everything about Fungalore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to share him. You know what I mean? Like, there's a temptation right now to get out the pen.
Yeah.
Isn't there? Isn't there? It's a temptation to get out the pen and start inking in these lines.
It would be.
And I don't feel like we should.
It would be so powerful if for the first time in 14 years, we banned fan art of Fungalore. Fungalore.
Do not draw Fungalore.
You're not. Hey, it will come after you.
No.
We've never been litigious in 14 years.
No.
I want there to be art of Fungalore because that's beautiful.
Yes.
That's your interpretation. That's your how you see him. That's cool.
I don't.
Everybody can like him because he's. It's like, he's just awareness, okay?
Yeah.
The thing about Fungalore is he just hears your wishes, but you can like that or not like it.
Yeah.
It's completely up to you.
I think what we're saying is we want Fungalore art. We don't want Fungalore lore. We don't want him to be so clearly defined that he can disappoint us.
Thank you.
Yes. I couldn't. Yeah. I can't handle if it turns out he's got some problematic views. You know what I mean?
He's like, got nothing.
He has nothing. He has nothing, Travis.
He can't.
He's merely can't a receptor.
Do you know why? He's a fucking mushroom.
Oh.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people forget that about Fungalore. He's a mushroom.
The two things that are true about him that we know for sure, this is true. You can't make anything up different.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's a mushroom. He heard your wish.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that you know about him.
He does have powers, though. He does have powers. It's important that we do say he does have powers.
Okay. I mean,
we don't have to get into
undefined,
it.
Like, undefined.
Like, what the powers are, what he does with them doesn't matter. But he does.
I say that
have
you're already, by saying he heard someone's wish, I think you're already saying this is a metaphysical being.
Okay.
Yeah. That's clear.
He's a metaphysical mushroom who heard your wish.
Yeah. He heard your wish.
Hey, that's kind of catchy. 20 Fungalore. A metaphysical mushroom that heard your wish.
Is he
too concrete?
Too concrete. I don't even like saying, is he metaphysical? I don't know.
He heard your wish.
He heard your wish.
24. Oh, man, we're going to have to tell McKay. McKay's
going
to have to do something with it. Like, we have to go back. We employ real adults.
Yeah.
That we're going to have to go back to and be like, hey, guys, we got another real great year. This year's 20 Fungalore. He heard your wish.
What you're talking about is the ego, Travis, and I'm less concerned about that.
Yeah.
I'm at a point now where I'm trying to just make space for Fungalore.
That's a real Travis move.
Yeah, I get that.
I fought it long enough. So it doesn't have to be metaphysical. You're right, Griffin. There could be a scientific explanation for why his various fungal aspects allow him to hear all wishes.
In the hit Matthew McConaughey film where he travels through space. And
Mud?
Mud, like the hit Matthew McConaughey film.
Y'all seen Mud?
The metaphysical time travel one.
Mud.
How to lose a guy in 100 million days.
Yeah, right?
100 million, billion, bajillion days. That's a cool flick. Fungalore.
I mean, God, let me check and see how long we've been recording.
I got to tell my wife that. I'm going to leave this room. And Teresa's going to be like, oh, so what'd you guys settle on? And I'm going to have to look at her. And she's going to go,
Little mushroom man named Fungalore. Or giant. He's decides.
Can I?
Perspective is a funny thing.
Yeah.
Can I say, though, honestly, guys, it is kind of, for me, kind of empowering to come up with a year theme that I will be embarrassed of.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes it's a lot to always try to be like the coolest, slickest, like, yeah. We got it, 20 rendezvous. And they're like, fuck, that's funny. Now
good.
I can look at my wife and be like, it's 20 Fungalore.
He's a guy.
He heard your wish.
He heard your wish.
He's a mushroom. And he heard your wish.
I'm already imagining this episode in 2028 when we're going through the list. When we hit 20 Fungalore, that's going to hit so fucking right every time.
That's a little treat for future us that I really enjoy.
20 Fungalore, he heard your wish. That's fucking great. Yeah, that's fucking good.
Yeah.
He heard your wish. Yeah. 20 he heard Fungalore. Your wish. Don't. 20 Fungalore, he heard your wish. Do not be weird about this, folks at home. Do not get like...
Yeah, don't be weird about it.
Don't be weird about it.
Your response to hearing about Fungalore should be like, oh, cool.
Cool vibe.
And here's the thing. What I want you to take away from this, listener, is that if you're inspired by Fungalore and you want to start thinking about him and stuff like that and like thinking about what that means to you and your life, do that. Don't start putting walls around Fungalore like there's some kind of established mythos, okay?
Yeah.
He's whatever we all want him to be.
It's important. Justin, this is a great thing. He heard your wish. He's a receptor. Mm-hmm. He's a receptor.
Yeah. He heard your wish.
You
didn't hear his wish.
So if anything, the existence of Fungalore should make you more you.
Yes.
Not you making Fungalore more Fungalore, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
He is a receptor for your wish. He is not for you to build on.
He is not a cup for you to fill.
There you go.
That's so beautiful.
20 Fungalore. So he heard
your
wish.
Well, but it's yours.
Yeah.
It's a personal relationship with Fungalore.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. I don't care what your relationship with Fungalore is.
No.
But it doesn't define my relationship with Fungalore.
After today, I don't even want to talk about Fungalore anymore.
I probably will keep talking about Fungalore all year. That's all I can think about.
Yeah, but don't be fucking weird about it.
Hyperfixation. Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking about already, guys. I'm kind of flashing forward to, it's kind of become a little thing where the people on Team Big Giant Head know when we're recording the year's theme. And it's kind of like a fun little tradition that we like tell them and everybody's like reacting to it. So, yeah. This one's not going to hit with them.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to say it, and they're going to be like, I don't get it.
I think we should type it into the Slack and then not respond to any questions that come up afterwards.
Just 20 Fungalore. Guys, it's December 19th. It's a little bit early to punch out for the year, but I will say dropping 20 Fungalore, he heard your wish, in the company chat and then disappearing for the next 12 days is a huge power move that no one's going to forget anytime soon.
Can we just establish the E? The E is the only thing that keeps me out a little bit.
This is honest to God juice. The E has to be there so that we have... The thing about Fungalore that I like the most is that he has a ripcord on him that you can pull at any time and turn him into a serviceable, kind of normal year theme.
Can it be both? Like...
No, it can't.
Fungalore, and then if somebody asks you about it more, you can just be like, oh, Fungalore.
You should get... Fungalore without an e.com just for the typo like redirect. But it's I think Travis, you can be the tiebreaker on this one, but I feel, hold on,
Justin, while you're looking, see if goggle.com is available. Because if nobody scooped that up yet,
goggle.com gets typed in a lot.
Goggle.com. No, the E has to be there.
Okay, cool.
Cause I can get Fungalore I'm not even sure I can get Fungalore with no e.com.
It doesn't read right. It reads like Fungalore. Fungalore.
Yeah. Fungalore.art. Yeah, it needs the E. Yeah, you're right. But that's obviously.
Fungalore.wish? Fungalore.wish.
Oh, man, is that available?
I don't know. You're the internet guy.
You're kind of our hacker.
I'm the hacker of the group.
Yeah, I'm the bad boy.
They don't offer wish.
Bullshit.
Do they offer that penis?
Let's think about it.
Fungalore.fun is available for $5.
That's a palindrome.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got it. Yeah, I think it's a
slant palindrome.
We should end the episode.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Okay.
I do this once a year, and every year I remember how much I enjoy standing up while recording this podcast.
Yeah, but next episode you'll be seated again, right? You promise?
Am I making you nervous?
It looks like you really have to go use the bathroom.
It does.
You're waiting
for
play rehearsal.
I got this.
It looks like you're
waiting
for play rehearsal to be over. Like, I'm trying to give notes, and you're like,
you're moving so much. It's actually making you pixelated for some reason. Your camera can't.
Cool. I've got soccer. I gotta go to soccer. Is there anything else I need to do? Okay.
I'd love to play some soccer right now.
Are we sure?
Justin Tyler McElroy, don't you dare.
I'm calling it then.
Justin, I'll give you this, Justin. I am sure, but even if I wasn't, I don't think my brain could generate anything else.
Is it a dereliction of our duty?
Justin Tyler McElroy.
Okay. It's official. I'm going to call it. The theme for this year
is a guy.
Is
a guy.
A dude. A guy.
20 Fungalore. He heard your wish.
Good. Print it.
Yeah.
Do we even need to do the outro shit? Like, people know what the fuck we're all about now.
Yeah. You know what, Griffin? Yeah.
I mean, I'll say thanks to Montaigne, but that's just because I want to. And then we have merch over at McElroyMerch.com.
Does this open up a different... Get rid of the sound bath, and now it's just a wish for Fungalore at the end?
No, I don't really want to talk about Fungalore.
Or we just end with, like, praise be.
No, he's not a deity. You can't, I'm not going to make any more boundaries around what he is, because I already disagree with you guys. And I can't, that's not what it's about.
That's not what it is.
It's about perfect acceptance of who Fungalore is to you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What's wrong?
All right, well, that's the show. That's the show, everybody.
Also say we got merch over at macroymerch.com. We got a new shirt that is us as three wolves in front of the moon that McKay designed. It's incredibly good. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will go to World Central Kitchen, which uses the power of food to nourish communities and strengthen economies through times of crisis and beyond. So go.
I was going to thank everybody for coming to Candle Nights virtually, but I'm not even going to do that.
I'll do it. I'll say that. Thank you. You know, thank you all so much. It was a special time.
I'm going to be at Sketchfest the last weekend. I'm doing D&D live show with some great guests and comedians and stuff.
Right.
So cool. Come to see that. It was really good.
Let's pay them.
It'll be fun.
Let's pay them.
Let's do the sound bath. Oh. And may Fungalore lead us to a stronger exit.
This is not Fungalore doing
this. No, you're right.
This is not what he's about.
Okay. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.